Hello, I'm Julia Sled, and I am a genealogy reference associate here at Midwest Genealogy Center. I brought in two quilts that were made by my grandmother on my father's side. Actually, I didn't know my grandmother. She passed away when my dad was 19. And while we were cleaning out my parents' house, there was a trunk found in the basement that had these quilts in them.
So what do you know about your grandmother?
Very little. She was born in 1905 in Missouri, southern Missouri, and they lived in Clinton her whole adult life. She worked at the Western Union Telegraph office. She was the manager there. And I believe at some point between around 1930 and 1940, maybe she made these quilts.
Was she a big quilter? Do you know? Or?
I don't know. She passed away so long ago, and I didn't get that information from my dad. He didn't like to talk very much about her since she passed away when he was so young. Yeah, so I am a quilter, so I think it's interesting that I kind of have found a passion for the same kind of thing that she did. I was kind of happy to know that, because since I didn't know very much about her, I was excited to see that there were quilts in this trunk. Yeah. And I'm surprised she had the time to do that. She worked full time. My dad had a nanny. And so I didn't know that she really had found the time to do that. So I was excited to learn that.
Do you use the quilts today, or are they strictly for display?
I don't. I had them in storage myself, and I thought, well, I hadn't even really got a good look at them just to kind of have them out, and I thought they needed to breathe and to be seen, and so I was glad for the opportunity to bring them up here.
Why these items in particular did you choose to share?
Probably because, since I'm a quilter as well, and they really are pretty, and before they disintegrate, because they're kind of getting a little on the old side, I just wanted to make sure that these were seen, and since they were on my dad's side and he just passed away, I thought it's time. They need to come out and be enjoyed. So,
if you could ask your dad or your grandmother about these, about the quilts, what would you ask them?
I would ask probably when she started quilting and if she learned the craft from her mother. And when she made it, did she make them for a specific purpose? One is a baby quilt, and so I'd like to think that maybe she made that for my dad. So something along those lines. I just hope people enjoy them.